The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi there. This is Janice Peary for the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Read to Succeed, a program especially for young children. Today, I'm going to be reading you stories about friends, all kinds of friends. Our first story today is from the Winnie the Pooh stories, and it's talking about three good friends growing a garden, working on a garden together. So here we go. It was early summer in the 100-acre wood. Rabbit's garden was filled with flowers and vegetables that were ready for picking. "How does your garden grow?" Pooh asked Rabbit. "Those vegetables stay hidden underneath the dirt," Tigger said. "Then old Long-Ears here digs up the loot when it's ready, just like buried treasure." That's what Tigger said. "Not exactly," said Rabbit. "First, I plant these itty-bitty things called seeds." Rabbit held out a hand to show his friends what seeds looked like. "And, as a little surprise, I have a packet for each of you. These are my special surprise seeds. You have to plant them and see what will grow." "Oh, my," said Piglet. "I don't know much about planting a garden." "Nonsense," said Owl. "Like my old Uncle Cuthbert used to say, just give them some room and the flowers will bloom." "Flowers and vegetables do need room to grow," said Rabbit. "There are some simple rules for planting them. If you follow them, your seeds will sprout." "Hoo, hoo, hoo," shouted Tiger. "Sproutin' shootin' seeds, I can hardly wait," as he did a Tigger dance. "Now listen carefully," said Rabbit, and he held up a sign. "Till and hoe, pull out the weeds, then dig a hole to hold the seeds. Plant them in a sunny spot, then water them, but not a lot. There's one thing more you need to grow. There's one thing more you need to know. It takes some time for seeds to grow." And there Rabbit is holding up a sign that says, "Till and hoe," and he has a picture of a hoe. "Dig a hole," a picture of a hole. "Sun," and a picture of a big sun. "And water," and there's a watering can with some water coming out its spout. Next, Rabbit gave each of his friends a little patch of dirt in his garden where they could plant their seeds. "A honey tree would be perfect for me," Pooh said. "I'll bet you I'll grow a stupendous beanstalk up to the sky," cried Tigger. "Come on, Long-Ears, let's get a plantin'." Do you think there's really such a thing as a honey tree like Pooh wants? Pooh and his friends followed Rabbit's directions carefully. First, Pooh and Piglet hoed and raked the soil so it was nice and loose and turned over and looked great for planting. Next, Tigger dug some perfect-sized holes. Finally, Roo planted the seeds in a sunny spot while Owl carefully watered them. Now came the hard part, waiting for the seeds to grow. So the garden is all ready now. And it's been watered by Owl holding the water can. And Tigger is dancing around, of course, like he always does. Each day, Pooh and his friends stopped by Rabbit's garden to check on their seeds. And each day they went away feeling a little disappointed because they didn't see anything growing. "These seeds have got a lot of catching up and to do," Tigger said with a sigh. Poor Roo couldn't wait much longer. "What if the seeds don't sprout and we run out of patience?" he asked. Now, said Rabbit, "you've got to give the seeds a chance. Everything grows in its own time. Take good care of your seeds, give them sunlight and water, and I promise they'll grow." Pooh looked very thoughtful. "Well, perhaps we didn't follow Rabbit's gardening rules," he said. "Fiddlesticks," said Owl, shaking his head. "We did exactly what he told us to do." Suddenly, Roo had an idea. "Sometimes Mama takes special care of me with a little treat." "Hey, I think you got something there, Roo boy," said Tigger. We need to do something extra special for our seeds. What do you think they're going to do? And we'll find out on the next page here. So each of Pooh's friends came up with his very own seed-caring idea. Piglet covered his patch of earth with a soft pink blanket so his seeds wouldn't get cold. Tigger put on his good luck hat and did his Tiggerific rain dance. "Hoo, hoo, hoo," he cried. "Rain, rain, shower, shower, brings down some flower power." And Owl tickled his patch of dirt with a feather to cheer up his seeds. "Won't they be tickled pink," he said. Meanwhile, Roo and Piglet hurried over to Roo's house to get his magic wand. When Roo returned to the garden, he waved it over his own little patch. Then he did the same thing for each of his friend's seeds. "Abracadabra, alakazoo," cried Roo. "Please grow for Tigger, Owl, Piglet, and Pooh." And there he is, waving his magic wand. Do you think that's going to help? Shortly thereafter, Pooh went home to get his honey pot. When he came back to the garden, he sprinkled the dirt with tiny drops of honey. "Bother," said Pooh. I hope this sweetens them up. Honey always works for me." A few days later, all the seeds began to sprout. First, Pooh's friends saw little buds on the flower stems and baby vegetables. And then the buds turned into blooms, and the vegetables got to be bigger. There were some bright yellow sunflowers for Tigger, pink pansies for Piglet, string beans for Owl, cherry tomatoes for Roo, but nothing for Pooh. Poor Pooh looked up at Tigger's tall, sunny flowers. He couldn't figure out why his seeds weren't growing. "Think, think, think," he said. "I think I did everything I was supposed to do. I've even tried to be patient." Pooh's friends were so pleased with their little crop of vegetables and flowers that they decided to pick some for Rabbit as a thank you present. First, Tigger cut down his sunflowers. And when he did, the garden area was suddenly bathed in light. "Old Longears will absolutely love my bloomin' bloomers," said Tigger. A few days later, the most surprising thing had happened. With Tigger's flowers out of the way, the sun began to shine right on Pooh's garden patch, and his seeds began to sprout and grow. Pooh's seeds grew into the best plant of all. "Those are the biggest, plumpest strawberries I've ever seen," said Rabbit. "Oh, thank you," said Pooh, although he wasn't sure what he had done. "It just goes to show, patience works wonders, Pooh," said Rabbit. "I've added patience to my list of gardening rules," said Rabbit. "Make sure you find a sunny spot, then till and rake and hoe. Be patient. It may take a while to see your garden grow." And there are Pooh's wonderful-looking strawberries. They are huge. And all the animals just can't wait to have a taste of those delicious-looking strawberries. And that might be something you would like to do. As Rabbit says, yes, indeedy, a garden is hard work, but your plants will grow if you follow the rules. See if you can go back and think of all the flowers, fruits, and vegetables that my friends grew with their surprise seeds. Maybe you can find someone to help you plant a little garden and then water it and take care of it and make sure it's in a place where it gets lots of sunshine. And you might just find that you are growing some flowers or some vegetables or both. The next story is called Listening with My Heart, and it's by Gabby Garcia. And it's a story of being friends with someone we don't often think of being friends with. But it's really, really important to treat this person kindly and graciously, excuse me, and with love. So here we go. Esperanza's tummy fluttered as she practiced her lines on the porch. Today was the class play. Waiting for Mama to walk with her to school, she paced back and forth when she spotted a heart-shaped rock. Esperanza picked it up and showed it to Mama as soon as she stepped outside. I see you found a little treasure, said Mama. Esperanza rubbed its rough surface and felt a twinkle of joy. Maybe it's a sign. For what? Asked Mama. She thought about the class play later that afternoon, wondering what it would finally be like in the spotlight. To put my heart into everything I do, she answered. At that moment, they heard scratching and a soft cry. Esperanza peeked under the stairs and spotted a kitty shaking and shivering. No Mama in sight. She scooped the kitten onto her lap and cuddled her. She's all alone. I think she's hungry. Esperanza reached for her lunch bag, pinched off a piece of chicken, and offered it to the kitty, who gobbled it up. Mama, I think the rock is a reminder to spread kindness and love. And that's what we do when we listen with our hearts. Well, I think you're on to something, said Mama. Can we keep Cleocatra, please? Asked Esperanza, who'd already named the kitty. Queens are always welcome at our house, said Mama. If she's still here after school, we'll take her in. At school, Esperanza was more focused on the play than on math or reading. Clutching her script during recess, she noticed that Bao was sitting alone on a bench. He was new in school this week and didn't speak much English. She wondered if he felt lonely or scared. Esperanza found a soccer ball and kicked it over to him. A smile spread across Bao's face. He stood, popped the ball in the air, then bounced it between his knee and his head a few times. Woo, dude's got moves, thought Esperanza. They spent recess giggling and making hand signals. Afterwards, Esperanza borrowed Mrs. Owen's English-Vietnamese dictionary. She wrote friend in Vietnamese, drew a picture of Bao and her, and then put it on his desk. Esperanza rubbed the rock in her pocket. Listening with her heart made her feel peaceful inside. Finally, it was time for the performance. It was too late for Bao to be in the play, but he stood at Mrs. Owen's right side as a stagehand. He was going to help with the curtains and other things that his teacher needed him to do. Excitement bubbled as Esperanza waited for her cue. There are all the other kids that they've said their lines. They're all on stage, and they're all dressed as different animals, I think, is what I see. Oops, and there's a ladybug. Esperanza walked on stage, tripped as she was about to say her first line, and splattered across the stage. When she got up, she forgot her lines, so Mrs. Owen whispered them to her from backstage. Heat rushed through Esperanza's body as all eyes were glued to her, and she wished she could disappear. I ruined the play, thought Esperanza, rushing off stage as soon as she'd finished her part. I messed up in front of everyone, and she tucked herself in behind some props so that no one would see her. Esperanza noticed her body shaking and her face still burning. She took a deep breath and dug the rock out of her pocket. It was cracked and lopsided. She took a deep breath and again, and she touched her hand to her heart, and she felt the disappointment. Esperanza realized that, Bao found Esperanza a few minutes later and handed her a drawing with the word friend written above it. Esperanza noticed it was a picture of her, and she had her hand to her heart. Esperanza nodded. She hadn't been treating herself like a friend, had she? Esperanza realized this wasn't the first time she'd been unkind to herself. At the soccer game last weekend, she'd missed the ball that swooshed by her head, and they lost the game. "Nice work," a player from the other team yelled as the others laughed. Esperanza thought she'd let her team down and was the worst soccer player in the whole wide world, and thinking those thoughts made her feel even worse. At the curtain call, Esperanza reminded herself that she hadn't ruined the play. She'd had an accident, and accidents happen to everyone. Listening with her heart wasn't just about giving kindness and love to others. It was about giving kindness and love to herself, too. "I can be a friend to myself," thought Esperanza. When Esperanza got home, she focused on her favorite things. She zipped down the hill on her bike, then spent the afternoon painting at the kitchen table. She also got the hug she needed from Mama and some cuddles from Cleocatra, so it looks like they got to keep Cleocatra, the little kitten, all to themselves. Her Mama let her keep her. And here's Mama giving Esperanza and the kitty a big hug all at the same time. And that's the end. And here, it is important to realize we have to think good thoughts of ourselves sometimes. Not just be kind to others, be kind to ourselves, because being mean to ourselves didn't help anything at all. Our next book is called Share Some Kindness and Bring Some Light by April Stott. Coco and Bear were friends from almost the first time they met. They were very different. Bear was big, and Coco, a little girl, was small. Bear was shy, but Coco was brave. But they were exactly alike in the most important way. "I like that you're kind," said Coco. "That's my favorite thing about you, too," said Bear. "I also like that you're such a good dancer," said Coco. "I wish the animals knew all the good things that you know about me," said Bear. "They don't?" asked Coco. "They say that I must be mean but just because I'm big, and some of them are afraid of me. And here's a sign on the tree that says no bears, and a little rabbit looking scared behind the tree." "Noodle strudel," said Coco in disbelief. "Yes," said Bear, sniffling. Coco gave Bear a big, tight hug, because that's what made her feel better whenever she was sad. So she shared her hug with him. After Bear got some of his sadness out, Coco said, "My grandma always says, when life gets dark as winter's night, share some kindness and bring some light. If we can do that, maybe the other animals will see what a good, kind bear you are." "But how do you share kindness?" asked Bear. Coco thought a moment. "I think kindness must be something that you can give away, like a gift." "We bake cookies to share," suggested Bear. "Yeah," agreed Coco. "But how do we bring light?" asked Bear. "Let's make lanterns," said Coco. "They're so cozy. I have supplies in my cave that we can use," offered Bear. So they went into Bear's cave, and here Bear is making chocolate chip cookies. Yum! And Coco is sitting at the table, and she's putting little candles down into glass jars that have little carrying handles on them, and those are the lanterns, and they're very pretty. When they were finished, they loaded up Bear's sleds with all their gifts. "Ready?" asked Coco. Bear nodded. "Ready." And then he whispered, "I'm a little scared." "It's okay to be scared," said Coco, "so long as you don't let the scariness stop you from sharing kindness and bringing some light." So off they go. Their first stop was at Badger's house. Badger was not impressed. "I only eat cookies with worms in them," he said grumpily. "Would you like a lantern instead?" asked Bear. How am I supposed to sleep all day with that light in here? Said Badger. No, thank you. So he did not want any kindness or any light. He was grumpy. Next they tried Rabbit's house. Why would you bring me gifts? Asked Rabbit. We want you to show you how kind my bear friend is, said Coco hopefully. What if you're trying to trick me? A big bear wouldn't want to be friends with a small rabbit like me. No, thank you. They didn't have much luck with Hedgehog. He ran off, shrieking, or skunk either. Skunk would not taste anything. I'm ready for a break, sighed Bear. Maybe we need to make some different gifts and try again tomorrow, said Coco. Their walk home was cold, and the only sound was the crunch of paws and boots through the snow. Until they stopped. Hell, they heard. Did you hear that? Asked Bear. It's coming from over there, said Coco, pointing. She leapt off the path and, flump, she landed in deep snow up to her waist. Quick, climb on my back, said Bear. Help, said a voice again. Why, it's Baby Deer, said Coco. What are you doing way out here? She asked. I went on an adventure, said Baby Deer, shivering. Oh, we love adventures, said Bear. I do too, said Baby Deer, but now I'm stuck in the deep snow. Poor little deer, he was up to almost his shoulders. Don't be afraid, said Coco. We can help you. How? Asked Baby Deer. You can ride on my back too, just like Coco is doing. Baby Deer, Baby Deer, where are you? Other animals were crying as they searched the forest. Here I am, shouted Baby Deer. I got stuck in the snow, but Coco and Bear found me, and they gave me a ride home. And there's Baby Deer's mama. She's so glad to see her baby. Oh, thank you, said Mama Deer. Thank you, Bear. Wow, good thing Bear is so big, exclaimed Rabbit. And brave, said the hedgehog, and friendly, said the skunk. I guess he is a kind bear, grumbled Badger. Bear, did you hear that? They finally figured out that you're kind, exclaimed Coco. But I don't understand, said Bear. They didn't want our cookies or our lanterns. Your lanterns came in handy after all, but helping Baby Deer really showed how kind you really are, exclaimed Mama Deer. But we helped just because it was the right thing to do, said Coco. Exactly, said Mama Deer. I guess kindness is about giving away love instead of gifts, said Bear. It's doing something nice without expecting to get anything in return. Coco looked up at the stars. I think I get it now. Get what? Asked Bear. When life gets dark as winter's night, share some kindness. Bring some light. Coco grinned and started tapping her foot. But Bear, there's one more thing the others still don't know about you. And the other animals looked at Coco. Oh, Bear's, what do you think Bear's doing? He's dancing and showing the other animals that he's really good with dancing too. Not only was he kind, he was a good dancer. And I think all the animals were friends with bears after that night. They enjoyed watching him dance, and some are starting to dance too. And that ends the book about becoming friends by sharing some kindness and bringing some light. Our last book today is called Shh, Bears Sleeping. You know that bears sleep through the cold weather and don't wake up until spring, and that's called hibernation. So right now the book starts with bears hibernating. Shh, bears sleeping, but not for long. Winter is over, says a bluebird song. There's a beautiful picture of a bluebird here. Spring is here, bees hum, bears wake up, and here they come. Here comes Mama Bear and her two little cubs that were born during the winter. Skinny bears with winter hungries gobble food to fill up tummies. Berries, honey, maybe bees, bugs and grubs in rotten trees. They're the little bears learning to climb trees. Grubs frolic all day, climb trees, and run and play. Follow mama. Stop and eat. Chase the fish and splash the feet. Summer, spring, summer, fall. All day long, bears grow big, bears grow strong. But in the fall, when leaves turn red, bears know soon it's time for bed. And this, it looks like the fall. The leaves are turning right here in this new picture. Comes winter, comes snow. Bears are ready. Bears go in their den. Warm and deep, winter is time for bears to sleep. And as the snow starts to fall, there goes Mama Bear and her two bear cubs that have grown quite a lot during all the different seasons. They're all going into their deep cave to sleep the winter through. Bears pile in a heap. Bears yawn and fall asleep. Uh-oh. Squirrels play all day. Rabbits hide and run away. All those animals are around during the winter. But bears sleep in winter deep, in a cave, and in a heap. Snowflake squirrel, snowflakes fall. Deep white covers all. Under the moon with an icy ring, owls hoot and coyotes sing. Woo! But no sound. Not a peep from bears that are deep asleep. Night and day, day and night, through winter cold and winter light and winter wind and ice and snow, while blizzard storm, the bears lay low. Underground, beneath the snow, fast asleep. Wake up, bears, winter is going, warming sun, no more snowing. Wake up, it's warm at last. Spring is coming fast. Bears wiggle and bears shake. Winter is over and bears awake. And here they come. And that's a whole year in the bear's life. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Read to Succeed. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Janice Peary, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For more information about NCRS, please visit our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.